What you talking about?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is a new month, and at the beginning of each month, we have Jay Nitschke with the James River Humane Society Board join us. And Jay, welcome back to our show.
Thank you for having me. Now, if you'd just turn the heat up a little bit, I'd like you better than I do right now.
Yeah, right. It is the fall season. It's getting colder. So, we could all use a little more heat. But Jay, today we have some information to share with the Humane Society. A lot of things still happening at the James River Humane Society, Jay, amid the pandemic and everything. But October, a very important month. It belongs to the dogs, it sounds like, this month does.
Well, yeah, it's October is Adopt-a-Dog Month, mm-hmm. and so you get a little discount on adopting a dog, and we have about 14, between 12 and 14 to look at.
Okay.
It's also Black Pet Month or Black Dog Month, and we had a lovely black dog pit and lab cross, but he got to go to his forever home yesterday.
Oh, good. Okay.
So we're pretty excited about that. So we're still sending animals out on a regular basis to their forever homes. We're just a little reminder, we're still doing it a little differently in the regard that you have to call, you have to set up an appointment, and then they'll come out and show you a dog you're interested in or a cat you're interested in. We're just not open for general walk in and walk around and play. We just can't be with the pandemic because we are so grateful to our volunteers who are still coming out there, still cleaning, still touching, still doing, still working for the animals on a regular basis, and we just can't load them up more with extra cleaning and stuff.
Right. They're still doing their thing. They're still maintaining and making sure the animals are okay. But
exactly.
We want to make it easier for them. So, and the great thing about it too, Jay, is, and we talk about this all the time, technology allows an individual to go in and look up the animals too first before they set up that.
Exactly. Go to our website, look at what we've gotten. So you go, oh, well, gee, this one looks kind of interesting. Oh, this one looks kind of interesting. Then call and make an appointment.
Exactly.
And then you can come and look at those animals. And then if that doesn't work out, the person you're dealing with might say, well, gee, I've got another one that I think you might like, and they'll go get it.
Exactly.
But allow that to happen because right now we can't do other things.
So, Jay, let's focus in really quick on this Black Pets Month as well. It's a little known fact that black pets aren't adopted as often, and you wanted to highlight some cats that you have there.
I do. For whatever reason, black animals get ignored. Mm. And
intimidation or something like that.
I don't know what it is. I had a black cat for 24 years, and my black cat was absolutely phenomenal. But and the ones we've got at the shelter, I mean, I don't see any difference between them and the other colors. But we have three black cats that we would like to, Sheila, our cat manager, would really love me to focus on. One's name is Dolly, and she's a black female. She's 10 years old.
Okay.
And she is a nice cat. The only problem with her is she is a little bit shy. So when you come in to look, you know, she takes a while to warm up to you. So you got to give her a little chance to warm up to you. She's fine with other cats and dogs. So if you've got other cats and dogs in your house, she's fine. And then we have Pitch, a good name for a black cat, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say?
I like it.
And Pitch is 6 years old. He's very sweet. He is so lovely, and he will fit in any home. He doesn't care if there's chaos going on or if it's quiet. He just adjusts to everything.
Good.
And then we have Pancake. Pancake is a black kitten. She's 12 weeks old, and she gets along real well with other cats and dogs. So those are our black cats that we want to feature right now, being as how it's Black Pet Month.
Perfect.
And give them a chance. There's nothing wrong with a black pet. And besides, I used to love it when it was Halloween season and my black cat was still alive, because she'd jump up on the window and look out, and the kids going by would go, I think yep. that's a black cat. So I had a lot of fun with it.
That is amazing. So check out, of course, the animals there at the Humane Society. We have Jay Nitschke, board member for the James River Humane Society, here on Let's Talk About It. Jay, also through the month of October, this is when all the dealerships have their competition to raise some much-needed donations for the
Humane Society. They certainly do. And you can bring things out there like laundry detergent, cat litter, non-clumping, of course, dogs and cat treats. You can bring canned dog and cat food, leashes, paper towels, bleach, rawhide chews, you know, garbage bags. We go through a lot of 39-gallon garbage bags.
I bet.
Postage stamps, Mr. Clean, you know, cleaning products, that kind of thing. Drop that off at the car dealerships because they do this fundraiser for us, and they really have fun with their competition, and they got to see who wins and who gets the most donations.
Right.
And we love it because not only do they have a good time with it, but it really cuts down on what we have to buy to run our organization.
Right.
So it's a win-win situation for everybody.
Yeah, the dealerships, they get the bragging rights. The Humane Society really gets the benefit, and our community in that regard.
Our community. Exactly.
And it brings us right to the next thing we want to focus in here at Jay. It's been really hard for the Humane Society. Fundraisers virtually cannot happen. No. And right now, the Humane Society could definitely use some donations right now.
Yeah, we've got a meeting on Monday night, and we're going to try to come up with some more ideas where we can do some fundraising. But every time we come up with an idea, then the covert numbers go up, and and we just can't risk putting people in jeopardy and putting our own workers in jeopardy. And so we're hoping to come up with some out-of-the-box fundraiser kind of things, and we'll keep you posted on them. But for now, we really, really, really could use some donations because normally we're doing bake sales and normally we're doing food different things. And we're, you know, we normally have a whole bunch of things we're doing that we just can't do.
Right.
So you can get a membership to the organization, and they're, if you're an individual under 18 years of age, it's only $13. If you're an individual over that age at 17, a couple can come on for 25, a family for 33, and a business for 37. We recently sent some letters out to businesses reminding them that we'd like them to be a supporter with our organization. And we know how it goes. If you got that letter and you put that over there in that file you were going to look at after a while, we'd appreciate it if you'd look it out and send us a check.
There you go.
Because we're really running low on funds right now, as I know a lot of people are with COVID.
Right.
So we're just asking that you know, reach in your heart and come up with it. And if, you know, if you're doing your taxes or you're doing whatever or you're shopping, if you're shopping on Amazon, there's a place on Amazon you can click and put the Humane Society in there, and then we'll get a slight donation for that. So all those little things help, and you can send your check to Post Office Box 636, Jamestown, North Dakota 58402.
There you go. 58402. Perfect. And like Jay said, whether that's making a donation with items to those dealerships, sending in a check, or becoming a member, there's many ways you can help out. Jay, anything else you want to mention with the Humane Society or anything else going on this month?
Just want to remind everybody that, like I say, we've got about 14 dogs and we've got, I think it's 24 or more cats right now. Well, so there's a nice selection of animals for you. And please consider us before you consider something on the website that says I got a free pet.
Yes.
Give us a chance first. I'm not saying all of those on the website are bad, but some of those I've heard some real horror stories of animals that they have gotten. And so please give us a chance and go on our website and check it out and see what we've got. Go on our Facebook and remember that we're a no-kill shelter and we're here for you and the animals.
There you go. Very good. Jay, as always, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.